Good morning, I'm John Lynn, your home energy efficiency luminary. If your electricity bill is becoming an issue for you, then tune in because I'm going to shine a light on some tricks and tips that you can use to reduce your electricity bill starting right now. From 1996 to 2012, my growing family did their energy efficiency apprenticeship when we used a standalone system that produced and stored our home's electricity. But since 2012, we haven't had an electricity bill, and that saves us about $2,000 a year. In fact, they pay us about $4,000 a year. So since 2012, we've been $5,000 to $6,000 a year better off than most families our size. And because of our home's design, it's way more comfortable to live in all year round and therefore requires very little heating or cooling. Thermally efficient homes are worth more, they rent for more, they cost less to live in, and they are thermally more comfortable all year round. Who wouldn't want to live in one? Now, whether you're a long-term renter, a homeowner, or an investor who flips houses, it's in your best interest to understand how a home's design and your electrical habits all play together like an orchestra. I've clocked up nearly 25 years of living an energy efficient lifestyle. I'm retired teacher with 37 years experience, but I'm back teaching people what I know because the price of grid supplied electricity is not coming down. And now here's today's energy efficiency tip. Like it or not, summer's on its way. Now, while there's nothing you can do about that, there is something you can do about preparing yourself for the warmer weather that's coming. There will be no surprises when the warmer weather arrives, although for some, I suppose the older you get, the hotter each summer seems to be. Now, your hot water system may not have to work as hard in the coming months, but other appliances in your home, like your refrigerator, will have to put in a bit more of an extra effort because not only is the ambient temperature in your home going to be higher, but we tend to go to the fridge more often to grab something cool during the hotter months. And when we do, the colder, denser air falls out onto the floor and your fridge's compressor motor will kick in and it will consume 400 watts to 700 watts, depends how big your fridge is, until the thermostat decides that the fridge is cool enough again. So don't be going to your fridge too often. Preparing yourself for summer is like making sure that your fridge has adequate ventilation to let it cool down, and that'll make its life a lot easier. So at the beginning of each season, having the habit of vacuuming behind a fridge where the motor is removes the fluff that reduces your fridge's efficiency. Of course, it's going to use more electricity if it has to work harder. For those of you who have air conditioners in their home, preparing for summer should also involve the cleaning of the filters on your air conditioner. Air conditioners have fine filters which tend to get clogged up fairly quickly, and a clogged filter makes the unit work harder, which means it will cost you more to run because it is less efficient and it will not cool as well, and you don't want that either. Preparing your home for summer is doing whatever you need to do at the beginning of the season so that all household appliances, and not just those that cool, have the best chance of operating more efficiently.